Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We are live, even though many people are probably celebrating, I guess, what some people refer to Veterans Day. But actually, technically, Veterans Day is one of the only holidays that is actually celebrated on the 11th. So, I mean, if it's the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that is the holiday. However, because it is in the benefits contract with so many different, you know, federal employees and so forth, that they still get their Monday off. So anyway, I'm not taking Monday off. As a matter of fact, I don't think I've taken a holiday off. I haven't yet. Not yet. And so you can, as most people know, because I've noticed that a lot of people have been tuning into Red State Talk Radio today, because most of the other content out there is actually pre-recorded or replays, best of, or what have you, best of your favorite conservative entertainer. Anyway, so what you're getting here is still raw live content, and it is the leading, and we are actually leading in the thoughts of what it takes to reclaiming the Republic. And that's why you're listening to the only show that will actually provide the solution of getting the federal government back into compliance to the Constitution. Isn't that what it's really all about, compliance? Don't you want people to comply to the law, especially if it is truly the law? It's not tyranny. It is not some arbitrary thing that is being applied upon us. It is the supreme law that we all agreed upon, or at least the state, every state that came into the Union. And by the way, yesterday was also Washington State's birthday. So any Washingtonians, a belated happy birthday out there. And so, and what that means, let me go back. What that means is that Washington joined the Union on November 11th, way back in 1889. So anywho, to move forward, what's important is that we are going to be working, and actually I'm going to give you some content today. We're going to talk about the party. If you want to pipe in, if you want to call, the number is 215-867-8255 or 215-TOP, T-O-P, TALK, T-A-L-K. And so the show is also sponsored by, this is the obligatory sponsorships, ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, 1798Part2.org, as well as RepublicReview.org. Now, as we move forward, it just seems like the gift of the election just keeps on giving, doesn't it? Or I should say, it seems like people are still trying to steal the gifts of the election. And so I want to get into that. And we're going to get into the technically the ideological side of all of this, because I've been telling you the ends justify the means. The Democrats, communist, those people who want to subjugate, who want to force and compel people to live by their standards and by their debauchery, they are willing to cheat, lie, and steal to do anything to obtain their advantage in forcing you and the rest of us to living to their standards. But before I get into that, I want to, one, thank you for tuning in, especially, you know, on your holiday, if you're not out really doing something. And it's, you can tell winter's starting to come. It's just around the corner. And if you haven't already done so, if you're looking for an opportunity to get involved, go check out the Constitution Club at constitutionclub.ning.com. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you right now that if you don't get into this, because I'm trying, I want to convince Keith to literally force a subscription, whether it be a dollar a month or something. He needs to do something to literally force this so that people can actually, one, appreciate, and two, be able to constrain people from being able to get access to your conversations and so forth. Because if it's an open club, then some people feel like, well, or if it's an open social media page, then most people feel that they're entitled to be able to see anything and everything. And so anyway, you may want to get on top of this. And the reason I'm saying this is because the way things are going, I don't believe you're going to be too happy with the fact that, you know, we've, you know, what we call the Trump effect, because now we have a check with the Democratic Party in the House. I think you're going to start getting scared again, and you're going to, what do we got to do to make sure that this doesn't happen and to undo that? So I think that that 2 years of the Trump effect is starting to wear off. It definitely will be worn off when everybody realizes how the Democrats are going to execute their plan in trying to take down Trump and trying to take back this country so that they have a complete control on it. Because you can tell the way they're approaching the elections and everything else, they are not shy and they are not timid in trying to steal your liberties and steal this republic. So with that, I did check the news. We're going to talk about some of this stuff as well as the party. Like I said, we're going to talk about the Republican Party today. But there's no sign that the federal government is going to disband any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. What that means is we have to do this. That means that you have to start getting engaged. Send me an email if you want to get engaged and get involved at the local level. And one of the first things I'm going to tell you is you need to probably drill this into the Constitution Club and setting up your own county and or your own county sub-county. Because I've talked to Keith, he can easily do that so that there can be multiple counties, a county for, you know, one type of a Republican brand and a different type of, you know, Oath Keepers, what have you, the militia, what have you, because some people don't necessarily want to co-mingle all of their information. And so by having, you know, your own little band, like a Facebook page, that way you can actually put out documents, articles, and start corresponding and working together so that you can effectively, you know, collaborate and effectively execute plans without necessarily making them public if you don't want them to be public. So let me move forward just a little bit more. And I've been telling you, this coming Friday, I'm going to give you a constitutional look at our Republic's first Thanksgiving. If you do not believe Thanksgiving is about pilgrims and feasting and everything else, then you're ahead of the game. But if you do believe that, then I am going to help elucidate the reality of what America, or I should say the United States with the little u, in this great republic that was formed by that Constitution, what their paradigm was in Thanksgiving for this republic. So with that, make sure you tune in this Friday. And I'm also going to be telling you on Friday what I'm actually going to be doing Friday and Saturday this coming weekend, 16th and 17th, so that you kind of have a really good understanding of what I believe some of the nuts we're going to be getting cracked this weekend and the direction we're going to be able to go. We're going to videotape it as well, so you're going to be able to at least get the information that I believe is imperative to start implementing down at your county, central committees, as well as any of your organizations within the party, if you are a part of a party. If you're this is not, by the way, this is not, you know, isolated to just the Republican Party. I want to make this very clear. The Republican Party does not have the copyrights or trademark or any type of sole rights over the Constitution. And so what we're going to do is we're going to bring people together by making, you know, the one party, whether that be the Constitution Party, the Republican Party, and in this case, I believe it's going to be the Republican Party in a lot of these real red states. They're going to start stepping up and they're going to force the rest of the states to actually start looking at the Constitution as what I would call a sacred covenant, because the framers literally did call it a contract. It was a compact, a social compact, and it was one that they considered Actually, we'll get into that on Thanksgiving. I don't want to play my cards, so let me back up real quick and move forward and give you something to think about, because we're about a minute away from the break. And so everybody understands that there's these consequences, and we've been reporting that these anchor babies, illegal aliens that have been coming into the United States creating anchor babies, has been a real threat. Maybe you have not been completely aware of what the real threat is, but I just want you to know this, that out of all 50 states, 48 of the states, anchor babies are outpacing citizen baby births. That should probably start to alarm you. And I believe that this will be all 50 states soon. And oh, by the way, the two states that there are not being outpaced is Texas and California. Now, I want you to think about this. Why is it that Texas and California, is it really because of the sheer population? There's some other really high populated states out there. But is it because that some of those that were granted amnesty happen to live and stay in Texas? So we may have a generational issue as well. But bottom line, we are facing a turning in our demographics because of unconstitutional law. As you've heard on this show, and many of the constitutional experts are telling you, that anchor babies is an unconstitutional concept. It has been a derived progressive policy that has been implemented by the left in the Supreme Court. I'll be right back after this hard break, so please stay tuned. I'll be right back after this. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. So most people have seen some of those videos and demographics of Europe and how Europe is going to quickly turn Islamic with the rate of population or births and so forth. And so here's an interesting question. And just think about this. This is not, you know, a hate thought. But if you understand that the majority of the refugees that are moving into these areas, they are not required to assimilate. They are given welfare, and it's almost like they become permanent welfare stakeholders. And Not only that, if you look at Europe, they don't get jobs. They literally just, they start ruling the streets. They start forming gangs and so forth. And they've created a lot of problems. Start looking at Dearborn, Michigan. I know we kind of tend to tell ourselves, oh, that can't happen here. Go to Dearborn, Michigan, and listen to the calls for prayer that go over the city horn system. They actually have a horn for blowing throughout the public airspace to call the citizens to prayer in Dearborn, Michigan. And so I want you to start understanding that there are consequences to this massive shift, especially when you start understanding the culture of the people that are being shifted, because they actually are unlike Americans, unlike those who have grown up and assimilated here. They actually believe, because they've always been coddled by the state, that you're supposed to take care of them. And they're a part of a caliphate, or they're a part of a religious state. So that expectation comes along with them. That culture comes along with them, having multiple wives, multiple children, and so forth. And there's plenty. There's plenty of evidence that proves that you'll find a lot of those who are practicing Islam in America and abroad actually have multiple wives. Those who can afford to bring multiple wives in, they get divorced and they still live or cohabitate with, because they don't recognize our laws. They go to a civil court and get divorced, but that divorce doesn't apply in their religious laws. So it's interesting that as we see America, you know, having these refugees, even though the refugees may not be coming in at a clip that the illegals are coming in at, but you've got to understand who else is coming in. That's already been reported as this is not just a Mexican train coming in or a Latino train, Central American, and so forth. We also know that China has been creating a huge bridge of air traffic, of bringing over pregnant women or women that aren't visibly pregnant. They come over here, they go hide, and next thing you know, they've had a baby, and they are exploiting our process as well. It is about time we start and demand compliance. And as a matter of fact, when we start demanding compliance, even though there's this thing in the Constitution called no such thing as an ex post facto law, well, what trumps an ex post facto law is an illegal law. And what I mean by that is when you have laws that were illegally interpreted on improperly, what's the best word for it? Edicts, you know, when a law is being edicted by the court, when they don't have the authority and they actually got it wrong for a very specific purpose, then all of those who obtained whatever they obtained from the state, they don't get to keep that anymore. That actually wipes out, because an unconstitutional law is literally that, just unconstitutional. And so whatever status, whatever thing you've obtained from that law, it's not an ex post facto law. It is a law that literally has become void. There's a word for it, and it, for some reason, it just eludes me because I don't sit down and prep dialogue here. I want to talk about these issues. And the fact of the matter is that these people that have been granted felonious citizenship will be able to be denied that citizenship just down the road because there was no legal standing to give them that citizenship in the first part or in the first place. It's the same thing when you create a contract, when somebody goes out and says, I'm representing some so-and-so, and we're going to do this work and so forth, and they don't have the legal authority to sign that or to do that work or to create that contract. That contract is completely null and void. It is the same. It's basically the same principle with law as well. If you've obtained something from an illegal law or an unconstitutional law, then what you've obtained is just a facade, and that facade gets wiped away. So how important is it? I want to impress upon you the importance of compliance to the Constitution. Say it with me, compliance. We have to demand compliance. These rhinos, these communists, all of these people that have been making compromise, 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 sliding us into the progressive state and communism, they've all been doing it by not complying to the Constitution. The evidence is overwhelming that all of these things that are financially breaking us and everything else is unconstitutional. I can go through and prove to every wit how unconstitutional all of these things are and all the tyranny that we're living under. And you know what? This is not about taking a bunch of people out to the woodshed and spanking them. It's about getting our nation back on track and being able to free the states so that the states can take control of their destiny and allow those who live within those state boundaries and so forth to be able to flourish and utilize the state resources and whatever the states want to do in developing their own economies. Because near as I can tell, unless you can point to the amendment, the federal government doesn't even have the authority to dictate our economy. It's that simple, folks. Compliance. Say it with me. Compliance. That's what we need to demand. We need to demand compliance. Now, with regards to the elections, and I know this is really entertaining. This just goes to that metaphor of that train wreck. We're watching all these cars starting to crumple and starting to compress. And, you know, it's not a good looking picture. It's an ugly picture. But as we look at what's going on and you see some of these snapshots, or you know how all of a sudden everything's in slow motion, all of a sudden things stop and you kind of visualize something. And one of these things is that's occurring right now is Trump's now calling for a halt in the recount. What Trump should do as the president of the United States, he should send in a solid federal elections commission with marshals to conduct a full audit of every county that wants to start going through recounts and adding ballots and so forth. They need, because this is a federal election, they actually have the authority to demand the authenticity to be correct. And because laws are being broken, it's time for him to send the marshals in and strong, and I mean solid, not deep state FEC folks. He needs to send in people that we can trust that are not going to play any shenanigans. If they're not able to account for every single vote in this auditing process, then the election must be called as the original count was called without any recounts. Even if there is a law because of the distances of the votes, like if it's under 2% or 1% or, you know, within so many votes, then you have to do a recount. Even if that is the case, it is done, because bottom line, you cannot open up elections to be shenanigans. And literally, these recounts are literally that. There are shenanigans. We've seen this in Washington State. We've already seen this in Florida. And where is the shame? Where is the shame of the Democratic Party in saying, oh, you know, well, okay, you got caught. There needs to be laws. If there are boxes of ballots that are showing up that is even a day, even 2 hours after the election, when that precinct is done, before they close that precinct, they have to do a sweep 1 hour before, because they know exactly where all their ballots are. They account for them, and then they sign it off that they've accounted for every ballot. If somebody shows up with a box of ballots an hour, 2 hours, a day later, you arrest that person, and then you try to find out where they manufactured these ballots, because that's what those are. Those are manufactured ballots. And I've told you, this is the big problem with voter fraud that the Democrats have, but they've been playing this game very well, is that they don't print ballots until just weeks before the election, due to the fact that they know people will try to steal that ballot and then start trying to create voter fraud. So what ends up happening is that they get these, they go off to some secure area with a bunch of people with pens and literally start filling in the ballots. And then they get these boxes full. And just surprisingly, almost every single one of these votes or ballots in this box is unanimously for the exact same things. Is that just a coincidence? Of course it isn't. Of course they are literally stealing ballots and they're committing voter fraud and so forth. Project Veritas got into this in 2016, and I believe that because they got into this and exposed the voter fraud, the Democrats had to change their process and means and mechanisms and maybe some of the names. However, there's no doubt in my mind they have regrouped and they have put voter fraud on steroids. And moving forward, I'm going to tell you, they don't need voter fraud in the upcoming elections. And I will get into that when we get back, because Washington State is a good indictment and actually supports what I've been telling you since I've been on the air. So we'll be right back after this.
Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And yes, I am GR. I am Reclaiming the Republic, and I am live today. I know that you're probably fed up with all of these awesome conservative entertainers who are playing the best of on their holidays and all the, it seems like they all take a lot of vacations. Anyway, one of the things that I think is really important, because the Democrats are so good at trying to play on the heartstrings of the people. And there's no doubt, we want to have a fair election. We got to count every one of these votes, because they're actually getting you to believe that every single one of these votes are legitimate votes. Nobody has gone to jail, and people need to go to jail. There's no doubt in my mind they've been getting away with this. I believe that it's just a matter of sending in, like I said, sending in the marshals, the FEC, and literally getting a full federal audit of every single one of these counties that want to play these shenanigans where they feel empowered that they can get away with this. King County in Washington State did this, and they did it and did it and did it and did it until they got the results that they wanted. And oh, by the way, because it wasn't still... I believe there's a law that basically says they got to do a recount if the votes are so close within so many counts or something like that.
And anyway, Dino Rossi ended up losing the election, but he won the election three times or something like that before the Democrats finally won. And oh, by the way, the magnitude of the win was still within the recount requirement, but all of a sudden they were satisfied. Do you understand? Do you understand what they're trying to do? And they did the exact same thing because they found ballots in people's trunks of cars. And oh, well, these weren't counted. That's what they do. The ends justify the means. They're willing to commit crimes. And as a matter of fact, if I have to replay it, and I'll be happy to, that call to commitment by Billy Graham, as that communist was telling his fiance as he was breaking it off with them, he basically said, you know, he will do anything and everything he will to further the cause. And I'll actually quote it. I evaluate people, books, ideas. This is a quote from him. And action according to how they affect the communist cause and by their attitude toward it. I've already been in jail because of my ideas, and if necessary, I'm ready to go before a firing squad. That's how they think. They don't care. It's a badge of honor to go in front of a firing squad or spend time in jail to further their cause. This is a religious ideology. It's a godless religion of enslaving people. It is evil. It is that simple, my friends. And I hope you're getting this. I pray and hope that you get this. Because if you haven't heard already, New Mexico, Florida, California, and other states have already injected fraudulent votes to steal seats from Republicans. Let me give you a little hint insight, because Wyoming and other states are trying to go down the path of using mail-in ballots. Listen to my words. Do not allow mail-in ballots to permeate into your state. This is where they start centralizing the counts, because they tell you it's going to be cheaper. It's not. Those are paid employees. The way you run elections today, it's all by volunteer, and it is done by, you know, countering with the two parties and so forth to ensure that there are no shenanigans based at the party level instead of employee level. Remember, I've been telling you that you have to have a balance in every government office nowadays moving forward because of this ideological divide. It is imperative that when you have DMV employees, you have equal Republicans as well as liberals or secular progressives, whatever you want to call the Democrats. It is important that every federal and state bureaucracy, and every time you've got employees, that you make sure that you have a complete and equal mix of ideologies. If not, those who gravitate towards the DMV or those who gravitate towards a very specific job tends to be those who love the unions, government unions, and they tend to be Democrats. And so if you want to know how bad, and one of the reasons why the deep state is so bad is because it is the Democrats that are seeking those jobs and those nice benefits, those nice retirements and everything else. I'm telling you, we have to start stepping in and we have to stop this. But getting back into the mail-in ballots, one of the things that they do with mail-in ballots, and I'm telling you they do it here as well, is they isolate these ballots by the precincts. So in other words, they're in your county, all of the ballots are going to the county seat. And as they do that, they identify which ballots go, and they literally pile them by the precincts. Now, you know as well as I do that when you look at a county, you can kind of tell where the precincts, based on precincts, which precincts are more conservative and which precincts are more liberal. Now, I can tell you in Spokane County, when they start processing these ballots as they go through a precinct, and they start, one of the first things that they can do to eliminate a ballot is the signature check. They look at the signature, oh, well, that doesn't really match. And so the litmus test, or I should say the scrutiny, can be ramped up to, you know, almost it's got to be perfect or it's thrown out in this particular precinct. Oh, that's good enough in this particular precinct. Next thing you know, precincts actually have ballots that are literally dropping out, that they don't become eligible ballots. They don't even tell you this, and then they're gone. That is, to me, if the Democrats are complaining about being disenfranchised, the Republicans are the ones that are being disenfranchised left and right. This discrimination in just that first phase of the ballot is overwhelming to understand and think about how and why and what they are doing. This is a manual process, and the vote handlers, by the way, are employees, like I said, and they tend to be employees that gravitate towards a certain wink, wink, nudge, nudge political affiliation. So they all, you know, it's a little bit easier to get a little collusion when they all think, you know, this is better for the team if we all do it this way, right? Yeah, okay, we know what we're talking about, and that's what they do. So another thing in the news that is just worthy of stating, because I've talked about this as well, is the ending of government welfare. I know Trump has come out and said he wants to end the Puerto Rico Hurricane Relief Fund. End it all. Not just that one, end it all. The federal government has no constitutional requirement, no constitutional jurisdiction in providing any type of assistance for any type of natural disaster. Right, wrong, or indifferent, it is non-compliance to the Constitution. They're spending us into oblivion because they're just trying to be humanitarians. But they happen to be humanitarians to very specific people. Now, let me ask you, red state listeners, who happens to live in those areas that get flooded or hit by hurricanes and so forth? Yeah, there's a mix of parties. But it is typically where the big dollars go in, like Houston, like Miami. You know, those are really big dollar Democrat bastions. And isn't it great to be bailed out in living in a high risk area where you can't get insurance? Well, that's okay. The government will bail us out. That's got to end. This is the same thing as subsidizing state socialism. When the federal government, under Trump, finally ended the ability for you to write off your state taxes, there you go. Or actually, they were taking away the state tax write-offs. So that, bottom line, what the federal government was doing is they were subsidizing the extra oppression. So let's say if you lived in California and you paid a full 10% of taxes, you were able to write that off on your federal taxes. Well, that's subsidizing California socialism. The Democrats have been getting away with subsidizing socialism, not just abroad, but here in America as well. And so it's the same thing with, and if you don't understand that, it is literally the same thing with these bailouts for literally helping out these disaster hit areas and so forth. That is best served by churches and community organizations and so forth. So consider this. One of the things that getting back onto elections, consider this. How about a constitutional amendment to take away, because states are now actually allowing felons the ability to vote. They're actually allowing illegal aliens in California and other places the ability to vote. And they're actually caught committing voter fraud and election fraud, as we're seeing here in Florida, and it's happening in California as well. So one of the things that I think is if we actually amend the Constitution to basically set this as a national standard on voting, because believe it or not, voting is in there. There's amendments to the Constitution as well as it being in the Constitution, because Congress has the power to set and call for elections and so forth. My point is that we have to stop these liberal states or these liberals in conservative states like Virginia, where Terry McAuliffe actually allowed by edict, almost like an executive order, he allowed the felons to be able to vote so that they could seal the deal better. One of the things that helped them turn a little bluer. Now, one other thing that I wanted to get into, but it looks like I'm out of time. There was two U.S. fighter pilots, I should say aircraft, that had crashed out in the South China Seas, or basically right off the shores of the Philippine Islands. And so I wanted to talk about that when we come back. And then I want to get into the party and what we need to do. So you definitely want to stay tuned, especially if you're looking for a solution on how to get rid of people like McCain from the party. I will be right back. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so before we went into the break, I was just ran out of time, but I wanted to tell you about these FNA-18 fighter jets that have been crashed off of the Philippines. These are not the only military aircraft that have been that have crashed recently. And if you start looking into all of the different military aircraft crashing and even civilian aircraft crashing here in America, there seems to be a commonality. And it's like people are scratching their heads on why and how. It's not like the Navy has gotten more lackadaisical in its aviation standard. As a matter of fact, their budget's gone up, their quality's gone up. I mean, you would expect that they would have less today because of Trump and the budget that he's been providing the military in contrast to Obama. I believe, and as a matter of fact, I'd recommend, because I remember when I was working with Patriot Soapbox, and I'm still hopefully trying to get them to start providing news segments for this show. In talking to those folks on Patriot Soapbox, they're basically investigating and looking into this, the commonalities of this, because they believe there's been a deployment of technological warfare, whether it's like an EMP cannon or something similar with playing with frequencies or what have you, that is causing the downing of these aircraft. This is not a common thing. And those FNA-18s that are flying around off these carriers, they have the best, I mean, the highest in standards in, you know, a rivet or something. And if you, I'd love to talk to an avionics and a mechanic, if you happen to be one, because they have really, really high standards. They do not put a pilot in that aircraft because of the, just the magnitude of cost and so forth. They don't just put duct tape on those things like the old days. They really value all of the resources involved, whether that be the human resource as well as the capital costs of those aircraft. And I'm telling you that there is something going on. And just because this all happens to be close to China, because if you hadn't heard, there was also this talk about the things that were happening in Cuba with those headaches and the like a sound machine being pointed and or a cannon or something like that being pointed at the people who were a part of the U.S. embassy there. The same thing happened in China. So I'm telling you, China is not our friends. They are an enemy, and they are manipulating and playing here. And I believe that they're doing some technical warfare against our aircraft and against our operations. They think we're intruding into their space. Tough. We don't recognize their space. Their space is 12 and a half miles off of their coast, and that's it. It's basically the same thing with us as well. I know that we technically have, I think it's a 250 mile, but you know, the Russians and the Chinese push that all the time as well. But we haven't been downing them, shooting them, and playing, you know, playing badly or acting badly with them. So let me get into the party. I've got basically 7 minutes. And so there are some serious needs that have to be addressed for the party. And some of the most important things, I just want to kind of highlight over the three things that I think are really important that require change. One of those is focus, the other one is control, and the other one is teeth. So let's talk about focus first. When we look at the Republican Party, when you look at just a party in itself, let's just strip the Republican away. I'm going to play with the Republican name a little bit, but the party itself is a brand, right? I'm a Republican. I'm a constitutional. I'm a libertarian. I'm a Democrat. That is a brand. And so when people think about that brand, they go, okay, so what is the epitome of a Republican? What is the epitome of a Democrat? Well, some people would envision the Clintons. Some people would envision McCain. Some people would envision Reagan. And so the people don't make, the people are not the brand. The Republican is the brand. And it is very important if you understand marketing, if you understand brand space and in trying to establish a good quality brand, then you understand the importance in protecting that brand. You cannot just allow anybody to come in and say, I want to be a Republican or I want to be a Democrat, and then actually be the antithesis of the platform, the ideals, and so forth of that party, and then run that brand into the ground. McCain did that. Teddy Roosevelt did that. Eisenhower did that. They've all done that to some degree, some a lot more than others, like McCain. And then some a lot less, like maybe Coolidge or Reagan. My point is that we have to jealously guard that brand. And there you have to put mechanisms into doing that. And the first mechanism is a very easy mechanism, but it all falls under that second category I wanted to talk about, and that is control. The party has a right to control its public servants as well as its members. If you don't show up for certain meetings, it can kick you out of the party if you're a PCO or what have you. They, as long as they put it in the bylaws and everybody accepts the bylaws, then those are the laws or the rules, and the state has laws as well. Now, so here's the thing. When a public servant or somebody that wants to become a public servant comes in and says, I want to run as a Republican, then the party should and has to create a pledge. That pledge is what that public servant would then sign and then dovetailed within that pledge is this concept of resignation. And so that pledge has to state a very specific goal and expectations. That very specific expectation that the Republican Party, and as a matter of fact, I'd like to see every party do this, but there needs to be a demand and an expectation of compliance. There's that word again. Say it with me. Compliance. So when a public servant or an incumbent is running, if the incumbent that is running has failed to comply, then he should not be allowed. In other words, he's violated the state constitution or he's violated the U.S. Constitution in voting for things and accepting things, compromising the constitution, constitutional processes, and so forth. Then they should not be allowed to run again as a Republican. And the Republican Party should, or the party in question here, should have the power at the state level to basically say that person cannot run in our primary and literally deny people and step in and say, nope, if you don't sign the pledge, you cannot run in our primary, period. You have to sign the pledge and commit to complying. Getting them to do this is the big step, because once you've got the candidate, the public servant in question to signing this pledge, like I said, dovetailed with this is resignation, because if it is deemed that the public servant has egregiously violated this pledge, and oh, by the way, based on the Constitution, and actually, you know, while I'm talking about this, I'm actually going to look it up, because I know I've read this before, but this is really, really important. And it says that the senators and representatives, this is Article 6, Section 3, the senators and representatives before mentioned and the members of the several state legislatures and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and the several states, shall be bound by oath of affirmation to support this Constitution. So they already have to take this oath, but for some reason, we just don't hold them accountable to that oath. Well, the pledge is actually now a more legally binding document, because we apparently live in a day where an oath means nothing, but everybody knows if you sign a piece of paper, now we got you. And so you have to be, you know, either you need to be completely aware or you will stand to suffer the consequences if you do not know what you're doing. This kind of lends to that conversation. It lends to my book. It lends to the conversation and other conversations I just recently had with even Keith Broders regarding education, certification of public servants so that they know what they're supposed to do. And if they're certified, then you should be able to expect them to, you know, do a decent job as a public servant. However, what happens when they don't? What happens when they don't comply? Well, in the corporate world, if you fail to comply and you spend money that you're not supposed to spend, you do something with, you know, the capital equipment, or you happen to take advantage of using company equipment for personal use or what have you. All of those things are violations of the company laws and or policies and procedures. It's the same thing. When you violate the Constitution, you have violated the law. And so the teeth then comes in to where this will probably require some states to actually pass laws, but the party should be able to, if you want to call it, excommunicate, disfellowship, kick out, whatever you want to call it, the party should be able to extract that bad politician and then replace that politician. With that, I am G.R. Mobley. I'm reclaiming the Republic, but I need your help. Please join in. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution.